on 2MCE. It's time for Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is a program of folk music, more or less. Some of it old, some of it comparatively new, all of it absolutely wonderful. I hope you agree. It's good to have your company again today, as it is for every program. Don't forget, you can also listen to the program again, because they're all available online as listen on demand via the 2mce.org website or the comaldi.com website. Let's get underway with some music from the late Dennis Kevins.
Should have been a champion, should have been a king. Jimmy made our Jimmy, he could have been anything. Working on the council, pushing on a broom. Down at the early opener, trying to find some room. Ah, you should have seen him when he was just a kid. Nobody could believe the things that Jimmy did. Now with mates around him and a beanie on his nut, he's pouring down the schooners, he's building up his gut. Should have been a champion, should have been a king. Jimmy made our Jimmy, he could have been anything. Working on the council, pushing on a broom. Down at the early opener, trying to find some room. When he was just a junior, you should have seen him, son, slicing through the centres like a shot out of a gun. Swerve and dodge and sidestep, head like a balloon. Finished playing seconds with a team at Bundanoon. I should have been a champion, should have been a king. Jimmy made our Jimmy, he could have been anything. Working on the council, pushing on a broom. Down at the early opener, trying to find some room. If he'd have only listened, but he never could be told. No worries in the world, he would have worn the green and gold. Bleary-eyed and beery, out on the strip he struts. Hands as safe as ever, oh! Look at his comic cuts. Oh, should have been a champion, should have been a king. Jimmy made our Jimmy, he could have been anything. Working on the council, pushing on a broom. Down at the early opener, trying to find some room. There we leave him drinking, listen to him laugh. Jimmy with his schooner, like a pregnant pommy half. When he hitches up his stubbies, there's something in his eyes. Even 50 schooners can never quite disguise. I should have been a champion, should have been a king. Jimmy made our Jimmy, he could have been anything. Working on the council, pushing on a broom. Down at the early opener, trying to find some room. Where are they? They're down at the early opener, trying to find some room.
Dennis Kevins should have been a champion. The repertoire of Dennis Kevins included a lot of his own compositions. He was quite the poet. In fact, self-styled poet lorikeet. And many of his songs have been covered by other artists. That one is a good song. Should have been a champion. From Western Sydney, Dennis Kevins was a stalwart of the Toongabby Folk Club, I think. He's a fellow named Putnam Smith. I think he comes from Maine in the northeast United States.
Thank you. Well, say, little doll, won't you marry me? Live in that heartache, the old oak tree. Say, darling, say, in that old oak tree we'll make our home. Never more this world to roam. Say, darling, say. Say, little Dawn, if you were mine, you'd do nothing but starch and iron. Say, darling, say, starch and iron would be your trade. I'd get drunk and lay in the shade. Say, darling, say. Well, say, little Dawn, won't you marry me? Live in that honey, the old oak tree. Say, darling, say. Live in that honey, the old oak tree. Children bouncing on daddy's knee. Say, darling, say. Well, hush, little Dawn, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. Say, darling, say. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Papa's gonna buy you a diamond ring. Say, darling, say. And if that diamond ring turns glass, Papa's gonna buy you a looking glass. Say, darling, say. And if that looking glass gets broke, Papa's gonna buy you a billy goat. Say, darling, say. And if that billy goat won't hold, Papa's gonna buy you a cart and bowl. Say, darling, say. And if that cart and bowl falls down, you're still the sweetest baby in town. Say, darling, say.
Play that song every now and again. I do like it. It's called Say, Darling, Say. There we heard Putnam Smith, two tracks, in fact, from an album called We Could Be Beekeepers. Putnam Smith helped on both those tracks by the fiddle player Mariel Vandersteel, who also provided harmony vocals on that second one. Yes, as I said, Putnam Smith from Maine. He's a bit of an off-gridder. He made the CD jacket himself. Says it's printed on a 1901 Pearl letterpress, handset type, pedal-powered, 100% post-consumer recycled card stock. So good for you, Putnam. And he also says the album is available for barter, trade or sale. Firewood, home canned goods, artwork and man-made money accepted. That's Putnam Smith. He's probably online these days, but he wasn't when he had this album released. Next, a track from Dervish featuring the wonderful voice of Kathy Jordan, and Spalpeen Funner is the song we're going to hear. I'll spell it Spalpeen Funner. Refers to an itinerant labourer.
Aga 남은 사절.
Alpine Fana, the itinerant labourer. They write about that song, they being the band Dervish, the life of the travelling worker who tramped the roads of Ireland seeking work on the farms at harvest time was a hard one. It was back-breaking labour, and all for a pittance or just a meal and somewhere to sleep. These labourers were badly treated by the landowners, and the word spalpeen even became a term of abuse, meaning a lowly or poor character. This song is about a man whose people fell on hard times through eviction, forcing him to hire himself out as a spalpeen. He escapes from this miserable existence by joining with the French army to fight overseas. Unfortunately, he ends up, quote, poor, miserable and alone in these foreign lands. And he laments as he remembers what broke his heart and drove him from home. That's Dervish. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. A song now from Spears and Bowden, John Spears and John Bowden, who have played music together for many years and were both involved with the group Bellowhead. This song is called Bold Sir Rylas, R-Y-L-A-S, Rylas. We'll hear the fiddle in the background, or sometimes not in the background, of Eliza Carthy on this, and she and Maddie Pryor, plus a bunch of others, provide some vocal work as well. So Spears and Bowden and Bold Sir Rylas. Horn and
wild boar fell on. All along and down a lean bowl, survived as the wild boar fell on. Down by the river side, and he fought him 3 hours all the day, until the boar would have run away. Down in the grove where the wildflowers grow, and the green leaves fall all around. All along and down the lea, oh, now you have killed my spotted pig. Down by the river's side, all our three things are to be, your horse and your hound and your fair lady. Down in the grove where the wildflowers grow, the green leaves fall all around. Oh, now I've killed your spotted pig. All along and down the lea, oh, now I've killed your spotted pig. Down by the river's side, oh, there's not one thing you'll have of me, my horse and my hounds and my fair lady. Down in the grove where the wildflowers grow and the green leaves fall all around, then bold Sir Rhinus the wild woman fell on. All along and down a lea, bold Sir Rhinus the wild woman fell on. Down by the river's side, we split her head down to her chin. You should have seen her kick and grin. Down in the grove where the wildflowers grow, the green leaves fall.
Extraordinary song, isn't it? Bold Sir Rhinus, about a violent encounter with a wild boar and an equally wild woman. Spears and Bowden there, with a bunch of friends, including Eliza Carfi playing fiddle and Maddie Pryor and Eliza Carfi providing some vocal harmony. Here's Uncle Earl from the US, old-time mostly singing group, quartet usually, Uncle Earl. Female quartet, and this is not so much singing, but a lot more playing, starting with some footsteps, then some buck dancing, then some music. Uncle Earl, and a tune called Old Bunch of Keys. Strong focus on the step dancing there. I think it's time to introduce you to the featured album. It features Billy Sutton. He's a multi-instrumentalist from Harbour Grace in Newfoundland. Harbour Grace is on the wonderfully named Conception Bay in Newfoundland. From County Waterford, the accordion player Benny McCarthy is here. He's a member of Danu. We've heard them on the program quite often. And Eddie Costello from Tipperary. He's a singer and guitarist. So basically it's a trio, but they do have some buddies on various tracks. The album is called Miscellany of Folk. No, it isn't. That's what the trio is called. I do this so often. Get them round the wrong way. Atlantic Sounds is the name of the album. Miscellany of Folk is the trio. We'll start with a song that was composed by a Canadian, Martin Travis. It's called Deckhand on a Trawler. So, featured album on Come All Ye Today, Atlantic Sounds, by a trio, plus friends, Miscellany of Folk.
Let her go, boys, and head away to sea. Leave the lights of Dunmore East upon her quarter. Let her go, boys, and head away to sea. Leave the lights of Dunmore East upon her quarter. While all the world's still sleeping, rub the sleep out from your eyes. There's no place to be dreaming. You let her ropes go for an after engine's taken over, and soon you're steaming for mine head. A deck and not a trawler. You feel the wind is getting up. The forecast said she'd blow. She's steaming to the west. She starts to pitch and roll, and through the darkness of the dawn, still plowing through water. 'Cause you're a way to earn your pay. A deck and not a trawler. Let her go, boys, and head away to sea. Leave the lights of Dunmore East upon her quarter. Let her go, boys, and head away to sea. Leave the lights of Dunmore East upon her quarter. Now all day long we shoot and haul, we cut and wash and stone. We try to keep her balance as we put the fish below. There's times you're sleeping on your feet, you think your arms will fall off, and you wonder then why you became a deck and a trawler. Your wages and your working hours governed by the weather. Through winter gales and summer calms, you swear you'd last forever. You'd never know when you'd be home, and your lady waiting for ya. Then you wonder when you'd see her next. A deck and not a trawler. Let her go, boys, and head away to sea. Feel the lights at Dunmore East upon her quarter. Let her go, boys, and head away to sea. Leave the lights of Dunmore East upon her quarter. I've often heard the fellas talk about the calling of the sea. I've seen lads leave to work the shore, but they all come back, it seems. From early childhood I have dreamt of a life upon the water. Now here I am at last, me boys. A deck and not a trawler. Let her go, boys, and head away to sea. Leave the lights of Dunmore East upon her quarter. Let her go, boys, and head away to sea. Leave the lights of Dunmore East upon her quarter. Let her go, boys, and head away to sea. Leave the lights of Dunmore East upon her quarter. Mm-hmm.
first track from the featured album today on Come Orgy, Deckhand on a Trawler, from the trio Miscellany of Folk and the album Atlantic Sounds. Benny McCarthy plays button accordion and backup vocals. Billy Sutton plays fiddle, mandolin, mandola, baron, bass, percussion, also sings. Eddie Costello, who we heard lead that song, plays guitar as well. And some other people play on individual tracks. There are a few other songs on the album, but I think I'm going to focus on the instrumentals just because we can't play them all. We've only got so much time, folks, so much time. Anna Murray joins the program now. Anna Murray, a fine singer and actress. Scottish actress in a Gaelic soap opera that ran for a few years in the 1990s called Macar. Well, we'll hear a Poch de Burl song here. Four different, well, I suppose they're songs really, but they're fairly meaningless. That's the idea of mouth music, Poch de Burl. Then I'll continue the album with a set of jigs, because she's awfully clever. She plays instruments as well.
Thank you.
Three tunes, three jigs from Anna Murray, following the mouth music track. I won't give you the names of the four songs because they're in Gaelic and I'll only get them wrong. Those three jigs, however, I can tell you, Lady in the Bottle, Old Hag You've Killed Me, and Price of the Pig. They're all traditional. Anna Murray playing small pipes there, and Ian McLeod playing acoustic guitar, as he was on the song that preceded the jigs. You're listening to Come All Ye, where we don't usually rename things, but some people like to.
First time leaving the low 48, we took a big plane to Anchorage, a little plane to get to the gate. As we were bumping through the air up in that rickety jet, I saw a big old mountain. I said, man, I bet that must be Mount McKinley. See, I knew that Mount McKinley was big. But the lady sitting next to me said, oh no, son, you're gonna make somebody mad if you say something that dumb. It's Denali, not McKinley. Ask the mountain if you don't believe me. She said McKinley was a way to kiss a president's ass. That might have changed what you and your friends called it in class. But McKinley's dead and gone. Denali is and always will be. She said Denali. Said Denali, not McKinley, is the great one, the high one. McKinley, not Denali, is the great white lie, man. Denali, not McKinley. Hey, hey, hey. Objections, no, done. And that may carry weight in the lower 48, but you're about a thousand years too late to pull that kind of junk in the upper one. It's Denali, not McKinley.
Denali, not McKinley.
Hey, Denali, not McKinley. Said Denali, not McKinley.
Great one, the high one, McKinley, not Denali, is the great white lie, man. Denali, not McKinley.
you smell burning? Yeah, I'm sorry, I've just set fire to my mandolin. Oh, dear. Chris Thiele and Mike Marshall demolishing a tune called Fisher's Hornpipe. Imagine a hornpipe. Try to dance to that. I'm just bitter and twisted, I suppose, but they are very fine mandolin players. Mike Marshall, pushing 70, I guess, now. And Chris Thiele into his 40s. He was quite a prodigy 20 years ago. He was... What was the name of that group? Nickel Creek. Bluegrass sort of stuff, but mandolin at its fastest. Here's someone who's now into his 80s. The other person we'll hear playing here, sadly no longer with us. This is Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick from an album called Biker Hill, title track.
If I had another penny, I would have another jiddle, and I would make the piper play the bonny lass of Biker Hill. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, con ye lads forevermore. Me boys, Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, con ye lads forevermore. Me Ginny, she sits sour late up. Me Ginny, she sits sour late up. Me Ginny, she sits sour late up between the pint pot and the cup. It's down the pits we'll go, me laddies, and down the pits we'll go, me madders. We'll try our will and use our skiddle to cut them riches down below. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, call your lads forevermore. Me boys, Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, call your lads forevermore. Me Ginny, she is never near, me Ginny, she is never near. And when I call out, where's me supper, she orders up another pint of beer. When first I came into the dirt, I had the trousers nor pit shirt, and now I'm getting to a three-year walk, a pit stumble for me. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, call you lads forevermore. Me boys, Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, call you lads forevermore. Hey Ginny, come home to your little baby. Hey Ginny, come home to your little baby. Hey Ginny, come home to your little baby with a pint of beer all under your arm. The poor gold cutter gets 2 shillings, the deputy gets half a crown, and the overman gets 5 and 6 pence, lads, just for riding up and down. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, call your lads forevermore. Me boys, Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, call your lads forevermore. Geordie Johnson had a pig, and he hit it with a shovel, and he danced a jig all the way to Biker Hill. Dance the Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, call your lads forevermore. Me boys, Biker Hill and Walker Shaw Mill, lads, call your lads forevermore.
Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick. Title track from the Biker Hill album, recorded a long time ago. Another one now from the featured album, which I remind you is called Atlantic Sounds, from three musicians, two of them on one side of the Atlantic and one on the other. Billy Sutton from from Newfoundland, Benny McCarthy and Eddie Costello from Ireland. We'll hear a set of tunes, Harry Everly's Advance and Mrs. Bell's Number 7. Harry Everly was a musician from Fogo Island in Newfoundland, and also from Newfoundland, but from the South Shore or Southern Shore. Mrs. Bell Fennelly provided the second and third of these three tunes, Advance and Mrs. Bell's Number 7 from the featured album. ¶¶ Three tunes from Canada, Harry Everly's Advance and Mrs. Bell's Number 7, played by Miscellany of Folk. Featured album today is called Atlantic Sounds from that group. And as I said, they have some friends on some tracks, including on that one, flute being played by Michelle Brophy. Now, a song about a flying rat. I shouldn't say that. A racing pigeon. A racing pigeon called The King of Rome. It's a very moving song, actually, and my thanks go to my mate Patrick for reminding me about this version sung by a group from Yorkshire called The Unthanks. That's actually their surname, Unthank. Two sisters and others in the group. King of Rome crops up on an album called Diversions, Volume 2, and they're accompanied by the Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band. But have a listen to the words to this song, composed by Dave Sudbury from Derbyshire, about Charlie Hudson's racing pigeon.
Oh,
That's the King of Rome version from The Unthanks with Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band. Becky and Rachel Unthank from Tyne on Wear. They're Northumbrian. I'm going to play another version of that song towards the end of the program today. Rather different approach to it, a bit more standard ballad production. So, and half the length too, by the way. There we heard The Unthanks. Coming up, The Drunkard's Lament.
Farewell to whiskey, to beer and brandy too. Alas, farewell to cider and good ale and bid adieu. It's fairly well to Indian pale, to modern stout and brown. No gin, no rum, the time has come to lay the bottle down. Whiskey, you're the devil, and with infernal fire you warm the heart, and though we part, you're still my heart's desire. But while my heart is sighing, yes, my liver's crying, no, I'll take no more, you're on the floor, it's time for us to go. Good ale, you are my darling, I love you in the morning. When I'm in your company, I sup you by the jug. And while my eyes are bleeding, please, my belly's bleating, no. You've slept all night, you're full, I'm tight, it's time for us to go. And it's farewell to whiskey, to beer and brandy too. Alas, farewell to cider and good ale, I'll bid it you. It's fairly well to Indian pale, to modern stout and brown. No gin, no rum, the time has come to lay the bottle down. Drink of the cider, I sing down in the west. Well, when I drink that brew, my face is redder than the rest. My lips are praying one more month, my wife is saying no. You've had a lot, you're drunk and sot, it's time for us to go. Gin, your mother's a ruin, and now you ruin me. My face is like a butcher's slab, my eyes can barely see. And while my mouth is bragging, yes, my skin is a nagging, no. You're popped in red, you look so flat, it's time for us to go.
Very happy about it, doesn't he? Doesn't seem right somehow. That's the voice of Mick Ryan, The Drunkard's Lament. A heartfelt confession, he wrote, written in a, quote, never again mood. The main bit of the tune is used for a song called The Broomfield Wager. And the B part of the tune, Mick Ryan came up with himself. The instrumental break, and at the end there, aptly enough, is a version of J. Scott Skinner's tune Farewell to Whiskey, from an album called Hard Season, Mick Ryan and Pete Harris. Christine Primrose comes from the Isle of Lewis. We've already had a singer from the Isle of Lewis. That was Anna Murray. Well, this is Christine Primrose, well-respected Scottish singer, from the album Love and Loss, A Lone Voice. This is, wish me luck, Hook Me More Love Dawn Yael and Och. I gave my promise to the islander.
Hook me more wife, Dawn Yael and Och, get heather cock, nach Dawn Lomu, unless ich meine Sohlen tla, gerdu mo graag schaichel mie. Get heather hoch, gun to all your shroot, gun look me gold on to a hanoch. Es morgen yard, lau musa gel, na hach roboi et boalek. Gure morgen. Hoganoch hatrach for us fall mikja es ia bayan haijar anat gnush skushun in hen and rain your blood gannuat mohart and kadago
Me, my love, Don Alanach, from Christine Primrose. She writes, in many cultures, there are many songs and stories of girls who felt pushed into marriage to keep the family peace. Scotland's no exception. This is a straightforward love song to an islander. It tells the story of a woman who marries her love despite the disapproval of her family. And of course, from the other side, there are many stories of men facing great pressure to marry a woman acceptable to their background and traditions. Must have been hard back in the day to follow your heart. Perhaps it still is. Christine Primrose from the island of Lewis. Another Scottish one now. This is from a fiddle player named Paul Anderson. And you can see Paul Anderson online. He sort of gives lessons, but only to a point, because his accent in the Doric is so broad it's difficult sometimes to get the gist of what he's talking about. So he doesn't sing on his album called Land of the Standing Stones, but he does get one song from someone else, and the someone else is Kevin McKidd, who happens to be an actor. Scottish actor. He sings this second track we'll hear, Bonnie Henry Gordon, in the Doric, but it's much more understandable than Paul Anderson's speaking voice. Kevin McKidd, you might remember from his role in Trainspotting. Maybe you won't. Anyway, a tune called Logie Coldstone, then Bonnie Henry Gordon. Norman Conboy is playing guitar on this first one, but they're on Paul Anderson's album, Land of the Standing Stones.
Gordon's lands are broad and fair, and the Gordons, they are mighty old. And northern north, the boldest blade was Bonnie Henry Gordon, oh, at Crabstain Fecht near Aberdeen. Forbes, he was captured, oh, in iron bands, Tainock Castle lands. He was ta'en by Henry Gordon, oh. The war was by and peace proclaimed. Forbes cried for vengeance, oh, and he swore gin the snaw melts on Loch Nagar, he would murder Henry Gordon, ho. Years went by, Knock met a lass, Strathgurnock's bonny Annie, oh, with flame-reed hair beyond compare. She had ta'en the hurt, oh Gordon, oh. Strathgurnock lo'ed his daughter dear, but for Gordon naught but hatred, oh. Till hell froze o'er, he'd ne'er consent to let her marry Gordon, oh. The pair were wed in a forest glade, on the braes of Craig and Arico. And Forbes heard the news, he cried, bring me the heed of Gordon, oh. Ride out, my bonny lads, Knock Castle we mon Harry, oh. We ducks and broadswords in her hands, we will slaughter Henry Gordon, oh. On the bank so deep by Coil Creek, they come upon their quarry, oh, and the sword and lance they made to dance, to know the heat of Gordon, oh. The men on bar are rough and bold and never flinch, they fecht and know the broadsword snell, for Forbes fell by the hand of Henry Gordon. His hate was great indeed, his claymore it was thirsty, oh. With mighty blow he claimed his foe, and murdered Henry Gordon, oh. The nanny heard the news, she cried, a curse upon ye, fairer, oh. He broke the heart of your daughter dear by killing Henry Gordon, oh. Their bones they lie by Glen McKirk, the Laird and Knock and Danny, oh. Twa lovers' heads they couldna part, she sleeps wi' Henry Gordon.
Well, Henry Gordon didn't come out of that very well, did he? Bonnie Henry Gordon. And before that, from the same album, set of tunes under the heading Logie Coldstone, Paul Anderson's album Land of the Standing Stones. Vocals provided there by Kevin McKidd, Scottish actor, and his Doric was quite genuine because he's Fair Elgin, which is up there near Aberdeen. You might just recognise him if I hold the album cover up to the microphone. Yeah, that's right. He is in Grey's Anatomy, as well as the movie Trainspotting. Kevin McKidd. Now, another one from the featured album, I think. A couple of tunes, Stone of Destiny and Plains of Joy. Stone of Destiny, even though it, on the face of it, would appear to be about the Stone of Scone, it isn't. Well, might be, but it wasn't composed by a Scot. It was composed by Maurice Lennon, and he comes from Ennis, County Clare. But here it is, played by Miscellany of Folk on the featured album on Come All Ye Today, Atlantic Sounds.
Thank you. you see? I'm all wasted now. Mercy, Mama, can't you see? I'm breathing. Mercy.
A song called Shale Town, and if you listened very carefully, you would realise that it's actually a protest song against hydraulic fracking. Laurel Primo and Michael Beecham come from Kalamazoo, Michigan. They perform as Red Tail Ring. And that song, Shale Town, comes from their album Fall Away Blues. Some interesting material on that, I can assure you. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Here's a waltz from Corsica, played by René Avalcal, who indeed is from Corsica. Valcal playing mandolin on a tune he composed simply called Valse Corse, C-O-R-S-E, indicating it's from Corsica, as is young René, from an album called Les Plus Belles Mélodies de Corse, Beautiful Melodies of Corsica. The Rambling Coma, next, a song I've played a few times by a group I'm very fond of. This is called Socks in the Frying Pan. Weird name, but good group.
For it is ye, and only he, regard my fall. done with pity. For I can write, we dance and fight. Indeed, it's all my honor,
but it's all my dear. Yes, I love strong beer. I am a rambling cold.
Now it's on the tramp, I'm forced to stand. My shoes, they're all a tatter. My hose unbound, they steal the ground. I seldom wear a garter. I have a coat, scarce worth one groat. I sadly want another,
but it's oh my dear. Yes, I love strong beer. I am a rambling comber.
Now I have no watch, but I have a patch on both sides of my breeches. My hat is torn, my wig's all worn, my health is all my riches. And would I have some giggling lass, my coat off for the border with straps and bows. Oh, I would hold those, I'd hold them all in order with straps and bows. Yes, I would hold those, I'd hold them all in order. I'll seldom fill,
I rarely do take measure.
I make no debt,
which doth me let
in taking of my pleasure.
And never will till I grow old, when I must face it o'er. Until old age will me engage for being a rambling comber.
So a pitcher boy I will employ, when I have cash or credit. I'll rant and roar, I'll call for the score, I'll pay them when I have it.
And this is always on my mind, let me be drunk or sober. A bowl of punch, my thirst to quench, a quart of old October. Great and small,
come listen to my ditty. For it is he, and only he, regard my form with pity. For I can write, we dance and fight. Indeed, it's all my honor,
but it's oh my dear. Yes, I love strong beer. I am a rambling comber. Yes, it's oh my dear. Oh, I love strong beer. I am a rambling comber.
An old song from the group called Socks in the Frying Pan and their ridiculously titled album, The Return of the Sock Monsters from Outer Space. Now, the final track we'll hear today from the featured album, John Walsh's Upper Church and Murchen Durkin, with a bit of lilting at the end of this instrumental. From Miscellany of Folk, a group made up of Benny McCarthy, who plays button accordion. He comes from County Waterford in Ireland. Billy Sutton plays most other things, fiddle and mandolin, mandola, all that sort of stuff. He's from Harbour Grace in Newfoundland. And Eddie Costello, who sings most of the songs on the album, he's from Tipperary. But this, once again, is almost entirely an instrumental. John Walsh's Upper Church instrumentals and Murchen Durkin with a little bit of lilting.
Thank you.
From the featured album called Atlantic Sounds by the trio Miscellany of Folk, that was Mershon Durkin, which was the third of three components to that track, John Walsh's and Upper Church, the other two. Good album. I don't think they've recorded other material. I'll go and investigate that, because there's probably some other good stuff out there by that group. Getting towards the end of the program now. Thank you for your company once again. As promised, another version of The King of Rome about the racing pigeon, but a very different interpretation to the Unthanks version, who brought not only the vocals but also the Brighouse and Rastrick brass band to build up the sound. The composer of the song, Dave Sudbury, is from Derbyshire, and the Unthanks are from Northumberland. We're going to hear a version now from Danny Spooner, who lived for many years in Victoria till his death. He came from London originally, and he recorded an album with a Scot named Duncan Brown in Australia, the album called Labour and Toil. So about this song, The King of Rome, Danny Spooner wrote, "Amongst all the hardship of the working life, dreams do come true."
In the West End of Derby lives a working man. He says, "I can't fly, but me pigeons can. And when I set them free, it's like a part of me is lifted up aloft on shiny wings. Charlie Hudson's pigeon loft was down the yard of a rented house in Brook Street where life was hard. But Charlie had a dream, and in 1913 he bred a pigeon that made his dream come true. There was to be a champions race from Italy. We got out all the maps, Christ, all that land and sea. Here, Charlie, you lose that bird, but Charlie never heard. He put it in a box and sent it off to Rome. On the day of the big race, a storm blew in. 1,000 birds were lost and never seen again. Charlie, we told you so, surely be now you know. When you live round here, then many dreams come true. Yeah, I know, but I had to try. Man can crawl around or he can learn to fly. And if you live round here, the ground seems very near. Sometimes I lead a lift for a victory. I was off to the pub with me mates for the pint or two, when I saw a wing flash high up in the blue. Hey, Charlie, it's the King of Rome. Come back to his West End home. Come outside quick, lad, he's perched up on your roof. Hey, come on down, your majesty. I knew you'd make it back and you'd get home to me. Come down, me lovely one. You've made me dream come true.
Well, I prefer that version, to be honest. Danny Spooner singing unaccompanied. He was very good, wasn't he? Great singer and a great supporter of folk music in Australia. A good version there of The King of Rome. Here is Nuala Kennedy from a lovely album called Noble Stranger, The Banks of the Roses.
When I was a wee thing, I heard my mother say that I was meant for rambling, that I'd easy go astray. Before that I would work, I would rather sport and play with my Johnny on the banks of red roses. On the banks of the roses, he took out his fiddle for to play his love a tune. In the middle of the tune, his love got up and cried, Johnny, dearest Johnny, don't you leave me. So they walked and they talked.
Nice version of that song, modified slightly, The Banks of the Roses from Nuala Kennedy. That's all from me today. I hope you can join me again for the next circle round the good ship Come All Ye. This is Kevin MacLeod and Alec Finn playing the Burning Sands of Egypt. Bye from me. tangled are the aisles, but you get the idea. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.